For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. 7 people were shot, including the shooter who later died in the second mass shooting in Maryland in 3 months. A woman who was a temporary employee at the Rite Aid warehouse in Aberdeen opened fire on her coworkers shortly after they arrived at work. First responders begin arriving only 5 minutes after the shooting began.
Yeah, 2 GSWs, one to the chest, one to the abdomen, one to the back at location.
Sheriff Jeffrey Galler.
3 people are suffering from injuries which they are expected to survive. 3 others are victims of our shooter who lost their lives here today.
The suspect was identified as 26-year-old Snoshia Mosley of Baltimore. She began shooting outside before she went in, and she shot a total of 6 people before committing suicide. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Amtrak rail service along the eastern seaboard remains impacted by flooding from Hurricane Florence. Amtrak service on the Carolinian route between New York City and Charlotte will finally resume. The rail service says it's continuing to modify its schedule on trains to Georgia and Florida in the coming days, but it hopes that regular train service will be resuming hopefully by the middle of next week. With the Supreme Court nominee embroiled in controversy over alleged sexual misconduct when he was a teenager, President Trump questioned why it's only coming to light now.
Why didn't somebody call the FBI 36 years ago? I mean, you could also say, when did this all happen? What's going on?
He spoke during an interview with Fox's Sean Hannity in Las Vegas.
Well, let it play out, and I think everything's going to be just fine. This is a high-quality person.
The president also said, I don't think you can delay it any longer. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of 4, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
The weekly jobless numbers are lower right now than they've been in nearly 50 years. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The Labor Department reporting 200,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 3,000 fewer than the week before, and the lowest number of initial claims since November of 1969. The biggest increase in claims last week were in Iowa, Wisconsin, and Kansas. Steepest declines in California, New York, and Pennsylvania. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Google has contacted a number of U.S. senators and told them that foreign government actors have attempted to hack their personal Gmail accounts. Google confirmed it notified the senators after Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon sent a letter to Senate leadership about the email targeting in which he referred to only as a major technology company. Google also didn't clarify whether the attacks were successful, but noted a blog post on its website which states government-backed hacking warnings are sent out of an abundance of caution and reflects that a user has been targeted, not necessarily that they've been compromised. Wyden said he plans to introduce legislation that would provide the Senate Sergeant-at-Arms to provide cybersecurity assistance to senators and staff on an opt-in basis for their personal devices and accounts. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.